Well, as we come to the final Lord's Day morning sermon of this year, I thought we would turn to these words in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. May the Lord help us this morning, and as we look to a new year, may we be given such a strong faith, and may we walk by faith as Abraham did. Well, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. The congregation, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the Galatians, made it abundantly plain that Abraham was justified by faith and not by works. He was a blessed man of faith, like all true believers today in the New Testament age. The Apostle wrote in Galatians 3 verse 9, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Abraham believed in the Lord Jesus alone for salvation. He had true faith within. Our Lord has recorded for us in John 8, responded to the Jews that opposed him by making plain that their father rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad, their father Abraham. John 8 verse 56. Abraham had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he would look forward, and he rejoiced in the day of Christ, that Christ the Messiah would come. Many Jews rejected him, but not Abraham and those other faithful men of faith with him, along with the ladies. Well, Abraham, he had faith in the Lord. And we see here that he exercised faith in his life. He trusted the Lord and followed him. And so we read in verse 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went." The Lord called him to leave his own country, the country of the Ur of Chaldees, and then particularly we consider Mesopotamia. You can follow this through if you go to Genesis chapter 11, the end of that chapter, and Genesis 12, and also Acts chapter 7. So he was called to leave Ur of the Chaldees, and then particularly we consider Mesopotamia. He was to go to a place which the Lord would lead him to. Yet he did not know the country or the way that he would go unto it. However, we simply learn here that he went out. He went out not knowing whether he went. And we admire his faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Dear brothers and sisters, we know, the Lord willing, we'll consider this next Lord's Day morning here in Hebrews chapter 11, that we are on the way to the heavenly city. And we have the word to guide us, but we do not know what a day will bring forth. We do not know, do we, the exact way the Lord will lead us. And so we are to live by faith. At times doubts can arise in the heart. But what a blessing to live by faith. Not by sight, but by faith. Young people here this morning, children here this morning. A new year is before you if the Lord spares us all. Live by faith. Well, this morning I'd like us to consider two things for the remainder of the time. First of all, faith. And then secondly, following the Lord in faith. First of all, faith. We read here in verse 8, "By faith Abraham." Just briefly go back a few verses to verse 4. "By faith Abel." Verse 5, "By faith Enoch." By verse 7, "By faith Noah." And on we could go. We consider here these heroes of faith. Their faith was strong. Their faith was noted. They lived by faith. Well, let's consider faith, first of all, this morning. As we do so, I'd like us to think of three points to help us. First of all, the gift of faith. Secondly, justified by faith. That's so important to consider, because Abraham was justified by faith. And then thirdly, in the family by faith. Well, first of all, then, the gift of faith. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham. The call to Abraham was effectual. The Lord called him. A work of grace was done in his heart. Faith was implanted. And we see here faith being exercised in Abraham's life. He goes out. Faith had been put with him, and now he's living by faith. He steps out in faith. Well, let's consider this gift of faith. Just go back to verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Faith is the substance, says the apostle. We think of this word substance. From the Greek, it's translated here in our English Bible, substance. It can also be translated as a setting under, a support. And we see in verse 1, the belief in the truth, this faith, supports and causes us to have hope. What an assistance faith can be as we think of hope. We think of the future. And we have a hope. And faith supports us in that hope. Faith is the substance, or the setting under, the support, the confidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We look at the promises of God's word, and we focus, we believe them, and that supports us to have a hope of the future. Reverend John Brown of Haddington puts it like this: hope supporting persuasion. Hope supporting persuasion. Now faith is the substance. What a blessing, faith. It supports and we can have hope. It goes hand in hand, doesn't it? But notice else what else the apostle says in verse 1. The evidence of things not seen. We think of the word evidence here, which is an English translation of the Greek word. It can be translated, the Greek word is proof, conviction. The evidence of things not seen. Let me simply illustrate this. Now, with the eye of flesh, we have the proof or evidence and are persuaded of things which are seen. With the eye of faith, we have the proof or evidence and are persuaded of things unseen. The evidence of things not seen. With the eye of faith, we have the proof, do we not? And the evidence. We believe that God is there. We can't see him. But oh, we have that proof. We have that evidence. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. We know it. One may come to us, how do you know? We respond in faith. We know. And there's that proof arising in our thoughts. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're persuaded, are we not, of things unseen. Through faith we believe the truth and are persuaded. Let me just break this up first of all, as we think of the unseen. The past. Like when the covenant of grace was made in eternity before the world. We believe it, do we not? We have faith in the unseen. Then consider the accomplishment of redemption by Christ here upon earth. We believe it, do we not? Yes. We look at the word of God. We read of what Christ did here in accomplishing redemption. And we believe it, though none of us were there. Think of the present. Christ is reigning upon the throne, but we can't see into heaven. But with faith we believe. With the eye of faith, we see the unseen. We know it, don't we? At the end of this year, Christ is on the throne at this very moment, receiving the praise and the glory. Such a great congregation is worshipping Him there now. We can't see, we can't hear the singing, but we know it to be true. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Consider the future. Further blessings for the church, the return of Christ, the joys and the pleasures of the heavenly world through faith. We believe in that which is unseen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What a wonderful gift faith is then. What a blessing it can be to our hope and our consideration of those things which are not seen. What a blessing to have faith. Just pause. You exercise faith now. Consider the heavenly world and the joys and the pleasures. You're saying to yourself, aren't you, what a blessing, what a gift this faith is. I'm so blessed to have it. Now it's called saving faith. Just go back to chapter 10 and you'll see this here. Chapter 10, verse 38 and verse 39. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We believe to the saving of the soul, and so it's been called saving faith. Have you this faith? Are you saved? When one is given this true grace of faith, they're saved, and they can look forward to the full accomplishment of redemption on that great day, the redemption of the body, Romans 8, verse 23. Have you this faith? It's a precious gift, isn't it? Just to be able to consider Christ. We can't see Him, but we see Him with the eye of faith. What a precious gift faith is. What a precious gift to be able to believe the promises of God. To consider heaven an eternal bliss, what a precious gift faith is. It was not in us by nature. What were our hearts like? Our hearts were like a barren field. There were no graces within. There was not this gift of faith. Ebenezer Erskine, the Scottish minister, wrote this: before the implantation of faith, nothing but enmity, ignorance, and unbelief overspreads the face of the soul. There's no true faith there. Faith is given. It's graciously given. We don't deserve the gift of faith, do we? It's graciously given. It was implanted within by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came and He put faith within. Has the Holy Spirit come to your heart? Has He put this grace of faith within? True faith. Yes, one may have a historic faith. They know that certain things happened. We do we not? But oh, the saving faith. We're looking unto Jesus. And we know Him within. It was put within by the Holy Spirit. We did not see the Holy Spirit putting this grace of faith within. But there came the evidence that He had. Because we were found looking unto Jesus. It is a gift. It's a precious gift, isn't it? Dear brothers and sisters, we have not merited the gift of faith. It's all of grace, isn't it? What does the apostle write in Ephesians 2 verse 8? For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. What a gift. What a gracious gift. Over these last few days, you may have received many gifts. Children here this morning, you've had some favourite ones, haven't you? For some of you, it's been a hex bug. Whatever that was. For me, it was a lovely pair of warm slippers. We've received gifts, haven't we? Gifts that we value. Gifts that we treasure. What a gift faith is. Do we not treasure the gift of faith? Do we not value it? We can face tomorrow because we have faith. We can face this new year because we have faith. What a gift it is. It's a precious gift, isn't it? Because through the gift of faith, one has received the unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember those words in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God. And through the gift of faith, we receive this unspeakable gift. We value the gift of faith. It's a treasure, isn't it? But all what we have received through faith, the unspeakable gift, what words can we really utter in view of Christ? What a blessing to have faith, because through faith we have received Christ and his righteousness. We've received the unspeakable gift. You know, it's a blessing, isn't it? At the end of December, when many now have forgotten about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to just to say to the Lord again, we thank thee, Lord, for the unspeakable gift. And to begin this new year by considering Christ again. Oh, what a blessing to have faith. To be able to focus on him, the unspeakable gift. Through faith we received him. Remember those words in John 1 verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, or the authority, or the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There's this receiving of Christ. I know most of you that you have received Christ Jesus. But is there someone here? You're not certain. Or if through grace you be led to receive Christ Jesus through faith. As many as received him. Oh, what a blessing to have Christ. Abraham, he rejoiced to see the day of Christ. And he was looking to Jesus by faith. That Jesus is the special object of faith. For through faith one is saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He is the special object of faith. But let's now just think of the general object of faith. And we're seeing this particularly here in this chapter. The general object of faith is the whole word of God. The Christian, the true Christian, believes what is revealed as true. Let's just think about creation. This is so vital in these days. There's some Christians being led into these paths of questioning. But let's just come to verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We believe Genesis, do we not? Genesis chapter 1. We believe creation. You take out Genesis chapter 1, you take out the reliance on the truth. Then did really Christ come to save us? You see, the importance of creation, the importance of Genesis 1. By faith we believe that God made this world. We believe the word of God, do we not? Young people, many will come to you. You can't believe in creation. By faith, we read in verse 3, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. We believe it. We weren't there. But we believe it because God is true. We believe the word of God. The apostle testified before Felix in Acts 24 verse 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Believing all things. So by faith, we focus on the word of God as a whole. It is the general object. And we believe the scriptures. We believe this book, do we not? From Genesis through to Revelation. We believe it. And we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, who is presented in this wonderful book as our wonderful Saviour. Faith. What a blessing to have faith. to be able to focus on Christ, to believe the word of God, and to go forth into the future. Now, just before we come to our second point this morning, as we're thinking of faith, I'd like to just very briefly to consider, secondly, as we think of faith, justified by faith. We'll be very brief. Now, the Apostle Paul spent much time in clearly explaining this doctrine, for there were many Jews who rested in works for justification. One is justified by faith like Abraham. In Galatians 2 verse 16 we read, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And Abraham was a man of faith, and he was justified by faith. And so we read in Galatians 3 verse 6, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Abraham had faith. Abraham was a man who was justified by faith, as was Abel here, and Enoch, and Noah, and Moses, so on and so forth. And that's so important to stress in these days, because there's much confusion. Though works can show that one has been justified, works do not mean that a man is justified. One is justified by faith. Just works, like the apples on a tree, bear evidence that one is justified. But works do not justify. One is justified by faith. And think of Abraham. He was pardoned all his sins and accepted as righteous, as the righteousness of Christ was imputed to him when he believed. The Shorter Catechism, which is for children, says this: justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepted us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. There's no place there for works. It's by faith alone. And as we think of Abraham here, he wasn't justified by works. He was justified by faith. But then thirdly here under this first point, he was in the family by faith. And we think of these heroes of faith. So many of them. Living in different times. But belonging to the same family. Abraham belongs to the same family as us. How do we know if we're in the family? Well, listen to the apostle in Galatians 3 verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We think there of adoption. It's different from justification. But consider this. When one is given faith, they're justified. But also then, they're adopted. They're in the family. What a blessing to be in the same family of Abraham, as Abraham. To be in the Lord's family. To have a special brother whose name is Abraham. Well, here then there was Abraham. He was a man of faith. He had this gift of faith. He was justified by faith. And he was in God's special family by faith. Well, let's move on and consider secondly this morning, following the Lord in faith. Following the Lord in faith. Verse 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Now just consider Abraham. He lived so many years in that place of great idolatry. But the Lord effectually called him. Put faith within. That gift was implanted in his heart. He was justified by faith. He was now in this special family. By faith. Having been adopted. And now he goes out. Following the Lord. In faith. Just note these words here, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Let's consider firstly here, listening to the Lord. Listening to the Lord. As we think of following the Lord by faith, as we see here in verse 8, we are to listen to the Lord. Now if you turn with me to Acts chapter 7, remember Stephen was giving his defense. And he said this, men, brethren, fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. And he said unto him, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I will show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans. Now you notice there, the Lord appeared and spake unto Abraham. And Abraham listened to what the Lord was saying. We need to listen. As we think of following the Lord by faith, we need to listen to the Lord. God speaks to us through his word. You recall those words in Haggai 2 verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts. Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. Oh, what happened when Christ came? Thus saith the Lord God of hosts. Remember those words in Psalm 68 verse 11. The Lord gave the word. The Lord has given this book to us. And the Lord speaks. We need to listen to him. We consider living by faith. We need to listen to the Lord. We need to be ready like Samuel. He didn't recognize the voice of the Lord to begin with until Eli instructed him. And then we read this in 1 Samuel 3 verse 10. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant hears. We think of living by faith at the end of this year. And as we look to a new year, we need to be ready to listen to the Lord. You desire to walk by faith, do you not? You desire to go out following the Lord. How important it is then. Each day we read our Bibles. And we read with an expectation. The Lord is speaking to me. And I'm going to follow what he says. If we're to follow the Lord in faith, we need to listen. Just note verse 8 here. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. He was called. The Lord spake to him. We need to listen. We need to say with the psalmist in Psalm 85 verse 8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. And to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. I will hear. We need to say to the Lord in prayer as we come to our readings, Lord, I will hear what thou art going to say to me. Listen to the Lord, be at the feet of Jesus. And she had a sister called Mary, which sat also at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Luke chapter 10. We need to get down before the Lord and listen. We desire this new year if the Lord spares us to walk by faith. We must therefore get down before the Lord with a Bible open in our hands. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Well, secondly, if we think of following the Lord by faith, we need to exercise faith in God's word. We need to listen. And be ready to listen. We need to exercise faith in God's word. Abraham was listening. And he focused on what God heard. How do we know that? Because we're told in verse 8, he obeyed. We come to consider following the Lord by faith. We take our Bibles. And we're ready to listen. We need then to exercise faith. It may be you're in a situation and you come to the word of God and the Lord really speaks to you. And you may be saying, well, surely is that really for me? You need to exercise faith. Believe what you are reading. Remember those words we just sung in Psalm 25? Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. We come to the word of God. And we're given direction. You believe what God is saying. Do not turn a deaf ear to God. You may say, well, look at my circumstance. Look what's happening to us in this country. It will be difficult for me to do that, but you exercise faith. You ask the Lord to lead you. You exercise faith in what you hear in the word. It's so important. The general object of faith is the whole word of God. So let's believe it as we follow the Lord. Remember the testimony of the brethren at Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. How God has used his word in our hearts in effectual calling, so effectually will we not believe the word of God as believers in our lives, as we step out in faith. God uses his word. We can all bear testimony to this. How God has used his word. Oh, be ready for God to use his word in your heart each and every day. And exercise faith. Be ready to follow. Can I say this very simply, children, here this morning? Believe what God is saying to you. You do. Do we not, dear brothers and sisters? Believe the word of God. But let's believe it. Even if it seems that the Lord is asking us to do something which is totally different to what we thought. You believe God. Satan may whisper. And he has this intention to cause you to doubt, to turn a deaf ear. You believe the scriptures. Believe what God is saying. And you tell it to the Lord. You know, it's good to tell the Lord, isn't it? Lord, I will believe this. I find it hard. We may say that to the Lord at times. But Lord, I will believe this. And no matter what others say, I'm going now to step out in faith. Because this is what thou wilt have me do. Believe the word of God. Let's consider thirdly, stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith. He was listening. He believed. And then there was time for action. Can I say this very lovingly? And I begin by surveying my life, how there's been times I have not stepped out. We listen. We believe what God is saying. But sometimes we don't step out. But we need to. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. He went out. He stepped out in faith. Now that's not easy at times. And you know, even other Christians may seek to say, well, I'm not really certain you should do that. But when you know God is saying so clearly to you, you're to obey God. You're to step out in faith. You're to be the doer of the word. James 1 verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be ye the doers. The Puritan Thomas Watson says this, conform to Scripture. Let us lead scriptural lives. Oh, that the Bible might be seen printed in our lives. Do what the Word commands. Obedience is an excellent way of commenting on the Bible. Conform to the Word and step out in faith. You know, you may get opposition. But you respond and say this, but the Lord was so clear to me on that day. I was reading my consecutive readings. That's the blessing of consecutive readings, isn't it? I was reading my consecutive readings, and these verses came to me, and I know that's what God was saying, so I'm stepping out. Step out in faith. We admire Abraham, do we not? He went out in faith. He went out not knowing whether he went or conformed to the word of God. You remember the children of Israel by the Red Sea? They were to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And then two verses later, they were to go forward. Oh, we're to stand still. That's important, first of all, isn't it? Stand still. Consider the salvation of the Lord. Consider your Saviour, your Deliverer, what He's going to do for you. Let's admire Christ. But then comes activity. Go forward. That's so important. It's so important for the church today in this nation. The church needs to step out into this new year in faith. Oh, consider what the Lord is saying unto you. Now just note this here, we must draw to a close. He went out not knowing whether he went. He heard the Lord speaking to him. He would be taken to this land, but he didn't know the land, and he didn't know the way. Yet he went out. What faith. You know, if we're honest at times, we may be thinking, well, the Lord is saying this to me, but I need to do this and I need to do that first. We need to trust God. Now for us, we know we are going to the heavenly country, but we don't know the way through every day till we get there, do we? We need to step out in faith. He went out not knowing whether he went. He didn't know. He didn't know how many days he would be in that place or how many days in that place. He was taken down a particular track. He had never been that way before. He was taken through the mountains. He'd never been that way before. Yet he walked by faith. There is a path before us which we have not trodden before. But let's step out in faith. Let's have strong faith. We may need to say to the Lord, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And help me to step out in faith. Oh, these words are so rich, aren't they, as we face a new year. He went out not knowing whether he went. But he went out because his eye was on the Lord. Step out in faith. If maybe the Lord is showing there's a new evangelistic endeavour to be done in this country for the people of God, it's time now. Step out in faith. There are some reformed churches at this present time considering the need of church planting in the United Kingdom, in various cities and other places. The Lord's people need to step out in faith. He went out not knowing whether he went. The Lord's people need to be stepping out. Ministers, how important to step out in faith. Missionaries going to a particular mission field for the first time, they need to step out in faith. Young people, it may be in this new year you're coming to a new stage, maybe employment, college, a new school, a new form of education, sixth form, where? Step out in faith. You've not been that way before, have you? Step out in faith. Maybe a new job for someone here. You've not worked in that place before. Step out in faith. Maybe someone, some of you young people, you fall in love and you prayerfully consider marriage. Step out in faith. Is the Lord saying something to you this morning? You may be saying, well, I'm too tired. I'm too old. Step out in faith like Caleb. Don't raise arguments. Be at the feet of Jesus. I will follow thee. How we need to listen very carefully. How we need to meditate on the word. How we need to read correctly the providences of God. And then we are to go forward. Dear congregation, let's go forward into this new year. We've not been this way before, have we? Let's step out in faith. I find it a great comfort to know the Lord has mapped out the way for me. Though at times it may be dark and I may be confused, but I know God has mapped out that way. And I take comfort in those words in Psalm 107 verse 7. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Around the wilderness, this way and that way. What's happening, the children of Israel may say. But the Lord was leading them in the right way, and they were to step out in faith. We do not know the future, the days we have left. Let's step out in faith. Say no to objections that may be coming in your heart. What would others think? What will others think? What will other young people think of me if I stepped out in faith in this way, in this area? Oh, look to the Lord. Step out. And remember, he won't fail you. Oh, to live more by faith. We think of these characters then noted for faith. In this new year, may it be that our faith is noted. Let me conclude with this. That people would see more in me, my focusing on Jesus, my more readiness to go to him. And that I step out in faith, not knowing the way, but trusting him who does. Oh, to be noted more for faith. May the Lord help us. May the Holy Spirit cultivate this grace of faith within. Let us look to the Lord and let us go forward. Amen. Let us pray.